Hello, this is Darrell Castle with today's podcast. Today is Wednesday, January 29th, 2014, and today we are talking about the State of the Union address delivered by President Barack Obama. Last night, we are going to analyze what the president actually said and what it means to us. I thought he gave a pretty good speech as things go. He spoke to his Democrat base in an attempt to bring them together. He had lots of applause lines. He mentioned the military several times, and in doing that, always got a standing ovation. But he was speaking to a certain group of people last night. I thought it was more like a campaign speech than anything else, and it was a pretty good one at that. It was a time when he wanted to look presidential and sound presidential, and he did. Let's talk about what he actually said. He brought several people with him to the speech. He had them in the audience, and he kept having them stand up or point to them in order to illustrate his points. He said that we in this country of America, a person can work hard and take responsibility, and you can get ahead in America if you do those things. Well, I would argue that that was once true, but maybe not so true now because of taxes and interest rates and other such things. Not on account of birth, he said, but on work ethic and the strength of our dreams. All fine words. He talked about jobs a lot, bringing jobs home. He said, we're going to insure jobs. At the same time he's talking about insuring jobs, he's pushing hard for fast-track authority on the Trans-Pacific Partnership, another job-destroying free trade agreement with people in the Pacific Rim countries. One thing that was a highlight of his speech, he's going to act on his own authority, executive action, it's called. If Congress will not give him his way, he doesn't care. He's going to act on his own. He hopes that they will give him his way. He was respectful of Congress for the most part. He said he hopes that they'll simply give him his way, but if they don't, he will act on his own. I guess by that he means he will issue executive orders to do what he wants to do in clear violation of Article 1, Section 1, which gives all executive authority to, all legislative authority to Congress. He talked about the need for rebuilding our infrastructure. China and Europe aren't standing on the sidelines, he says. No, China is not standing on the sidelines. It's importing gold hand over fist, trying to build a gold-based currency. That's pretty obvious. Europe mired in debt, trying to bail out its failing countries. Energy independence. Here's one thing he said that was actually true. Energy independence. We are closer than we've been in decades to energy independence. That is absolutely true. He emphasized natural gas, but I would add that this is despite him, not because of him. He has stood steadfastly against and is personally responsible for the failure to build the Keystone Pipeline and other things. We are forced now to transport all this new energy via rail. We've had several rail accidents lately. We've got to transport it some way, one way or the other. So despite Mr. Obama, energy is booming and we are closer than we've been in decades. He says he's going to take executive action again to promote federal lands, to protect federal lands, rather. I assume he's going to set aside some more parks or something like that to protect them from exploiting their natural resources. He said that climate change, the debate about climate change is over. Climate change is real, he said. It's a fact. The debate is over. He got widespread applause for that. At the same time, it was snowing outside in Washington, one of the coldest winters on record. It was really a laughable thing, but still, he said, climate change is a fact. It's time to fix our broken immigration system. He also said, well, he and I can agree on that. The immigration system is broken, but we disagree about how to fix it. He would fix it by giving amnesty to all those who are here illegally and by keeping the borders completely open, and I would fix it by securing the borders and denying amnesty to those who came here illegally. He wants to lead a broad reform of jobs. See, the overall theme of this speech, folks, is that the government can do everything. The government can solve every problem. It looks at every problem, from the climate to jobs to education to training to student loans. There is nothing. He even said he wanted to help children of color. Those are his words. He wanted to help children of color. There's nothing that he can't personally do. There is no authority that he can't circumvent. He can do everything. Government can do everything. It is all powerful. He's going to help women in the workplace. He's going to help children of color. No one should have to raise a family in poverty, he says. Government can fix this problem, but he doesn't analyze how people are poor, why they're poor, why things are the way they are, what role government has played in it. He wants to raise minimum wages, if not by Congress, then on his own authority. He's going to raise it for federal contractors to $10.10. This is the wrong message at the wrong time. It will put people out of work. It will cause additional unemployment, and it will deny jobs to many lower income people, to many youth who need lower paying jobs but will not get them because it is too expensive to hire them. He is in favor of the income tax credit, which is now available to people who have children. He wants to make it available to singles so that even singles who have no children and pay no taxes can get money back from the IRS. Our broken health care system was fixed, he says, by Obamacare. He likes Obamacare. He was not ashamed of it. He took a strong position in favor of it and purporting that it is a good thing. It's good. He's proud of it. Now, he did not say if you like your plan, you can keep it. He remained silent on that issue. He mentioned one line about gun violence. He was wanting to stop gun violence. He didn't hit that subject very hard. But he got the most applause when he talked about the armed forces. Who would not stand and applaud when he thanks the armed forces? So there's plenty of applause lines in there for that. I thought his foreign policy, the foreign policy section of his speech was pretty good. He said, We're more secure now than we've ever been. We've reduced our presence in Afghanistan. By the end of this year, we will complete our mission. Those are his words. We will complete our mission. If Afghanistan signs the agreement, we will have a small force that will stay beyond 2014. But he said we'll continue to disrupt and fight terrorism around the world as we encounter it. And he mentioned that vigilance requires more than just the military. We are not going to fight any more large-scale conflicts, he said, and we're going to move off a permanent war footing. Limits on the use of drones, he said. He had limited the use of drones, and he was going to curtail surveillance so ordinary people's privacy would not be violated. We know from his speech before, of course, that that is not really true. He said that he would close Guantanamo Bay if Congress allows it. He's willing to act on his own authority on most things, but not on Guantanamo Bay. He took credit for the Syrian chemical weapons removal. He did not credit Vladimir Putin for chumping him into doing that. Nevertheless, that's what happened. He said that Israel is and always will be America's friend. We will always be at their side, he said. He said we've halted Iran's nuclear program. They are not building an A-bomb, he said. Quote, they are not building an A-bomb. Negotiations with Iran don't rely on trust. He mentioned that if John Kennedy and Ronald Reagan can negotiate with the Soviet Union, why can't we negotiate with the Iranians? That makes perfect sense. Sanctions made this a negotiation possible, he said, but if Congress issues new sanctions right now and does not give these negotiations a chance to work, he will veto it. The government, once again, he says, is going to help everyone. He mentioned over and over again, no other country does what we do. He talked about helping people around the world, different things we've done for people all over the world. He said we're going to give veterans everything that they've been promised in health care, in mental health, and other ways. Nothing will be denied anybody. This government can and will do anything. He closed with a very strong part of the speech. He closed with a wounded Army Ranger who was badly wounded and had 10 deployments to Afghanistan. He had that man there actually at the speech, and he had him stand, and it got a long, protracted round of applause from everybody in the auditorium, a very strong close to his speech. Then Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers gave the Republican response. A real nice lady, a lady with three children. One of them has Down syndrome, but she had nothing to say. There was no meat to her speech. There was no purpose behind it. She mentioned that we're falling further and further behind, and that Mr. Obama's plans make things harder, and that she basically endorsed amnesty, but said that we would secure the borders. When I heard Ted Cruz talk a little bit later, he had a little more meat to his speech. He talked about the Keystone XL pipeline and how Obama had denied that, costing thousands of jobs. He chastised the president for his executive orders. He said we need lower taxes, cheaper energy, more affordable health care, and so forth. It should be your choice, not the government choice, he said. That was Mr. Cruz. But essentially, the Republicans cannot say anything in opposition to the speech because they want the status quo to continue. They don't want to say the government is too strong, way too strong. It needs to be reined in. It needs to be curled back. The president should stop acting as a monarch because that would limit their own power. The Republican leadership, I'm afraid, is a lot like he is. That's the way I see it anyway, folks. Monday, January 29th. 2014. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.